A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Street, as we dance to the Christmas beat, singing fa la 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 la, singing fa la 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 la. Then I wish upon a star, I wonder who you are, singing fa la.
This effing thing this morning. Right, leave that in. Sorry. Hello, listeners, and welcome to Boxing Day. We're very sorry that this is the only original podcast we've put out over Christmas, but this one will be special because we're both tired. Hello, Adam.
We're both very tired. You're a lot more tired than I am.
Oh, no, I'm all right now.
Is it actual Boxing Day?
It's actual
Boxing Day. So are we pretending this is Boxing Day?
Yes, this is actual Boxing Day.
Which it means for any gig stories to work, you gigged on Christmas Day.
You've ruined the concept of what I thought might be a good idea. With someone, if someone might have listened to the whole advent calendar, we'll now have a little treat on Boxing Day, and now you've screwed it up by my
okay,
time.
Okay, we'll start. Happy Boxing Day, everyone. The day where we box away everything, but we remember what it was like 2.5 weeks ago.
See, that's what we should have done. Oh, have you had any gigs in the last 2 weeks? Oh, yes, I had one yesterday on Portland Record.
I've had a few gigs.
What have you done few gigs?
Well, the good old carving of the turkey was my highlight yesterday.
That's not a gig.
Why am I talking so much? I'm trying to think what I've actually done or what stories I'm allowed to tell you.
Well, we both did a gig in a cinema.
We gigged in a cinema together. That was nice.
Yeah,
you know your career's going well when you're up against a new Napoleon film. And it's not you making another film, it's generally you are up against a new Napoleon film. And after we gigged, Chris, I went over to the desk and went, how many were in for Napoleon? And they said 21, and I punched the sky now and we beat Napoleon. So we were victorious that night. Did you have a good night?
I did have a good night. Someone asked me if I worked there because I was wearing my Christmas jumper and Christmas hat and Trevor glasses. I think I even had my Trevor glasses on. Someone said, do you work it? So, yeah.
I like, during your set, someone walked past me and said, is this the King's School's annual school show? And there was a beautiful moment where I just went, yes, it is. And I think it was whilst you were doing sex moves to music.
Well, that could have been any point in my set.
That moment, it could have been the whole set. That's what you call your new show, isn't it? Sex move.
Yeah, coming to Edinburgh next year.
Chris Barnes, sex move.
What also got me the fact was I did a joke And then one of the acts later on did exactly the same joke or talked about it again and asked the audience if they knew what it was. And I thought, I talked about this earlier.
What was your joke? Let's unpack this right now. Let's have a discussion. What was the joke?
I mentioned No Nut November, and then someone else went, yes, No Nut November. Has anyone heard of it? They have heard of it because I said it about 10 minutes ago.
And this is the thing, though. Like, acts don't listen sometimes. And it's such a basic thing of paying attention to what someone has said before going on. I mean, I weren't paying attention and I did 5 hours of sex noises.
That's not my act now.
It is. It's all he does, listener. It's all he does.
I did turn the music off at one point and just said, look, it's just me thrusting the air. That's all it is. If I turn the music off, it's not funny. Well, it is funny. But
that was the last time we spoke, that gig.
It was. How many Christmas trees you got left to take pictures of?
Too many. It's ridiculous, this. And I was gonna speed it up by doing like a video of me like doing like 20 in one. But then I thought I'd get them off the internet. And then thought, well, if I get them off the internet, then the internet would be angry. Would you be angry if you saw it just like...
I would. I think
got a shutterstock tree and rated it out of 10. Yeah, so the problem... And also, this week, weirdly, I've got no gigs in, which was, one, because I'm going to Sweden, and two, because I needed a proper little break. So it's been harder to find trees. Like, because I'll be honest, I haven't been going out just looking for them. I've kind of coincided them with everyday life. And also, in a work point of view, we've had no students in. So I haven't gone anywhere. So I'm wondering if I could do the backs of some trees and sell them as a different tree.
You are aware that in Sweden, they have trees.
I know there's trees in Sweden, but they're not going to be shit, are they?
Are you basically saying you've got the same problem for your little TikTok series that you had for this show, which was it was too good? I can't take a picture of that. It's too good.
Exactly. It's exactly that. I can't handle it.
I was going to say something and I've forgotten. Well, this is good for a podcast, isn't it?
It's all right, man. You take your time.
Shall I tell you what I did last night?
Well, on Christmas Day.
So, stop doing this.
What did you do on Christmas Day, Barnsley?
What I did on the 5th of December was I went to Backyard Comedy to do a competition.
You never did.
I did. And I get there and I look in the front row. I know we sat in the front row, but Danny Scott and his friends.
So
I've got to do the competition in front of him. He's not there as a comedian. He's there as a punter.
Oh, really?
And then when they asked him what he did, he said, oh, I'm a graphic designer. I thought, you lying bastard. You are a comedian. Tell the compere you are a comedian.
Yeah, but like, in all fairness, though, like, no, you would never say that in a million years, like, if you were in a show. Would you?
I would if
someone
was...
asked, what would you do for a living? You always go for the offer. You never go, I'm a comedian. Because you're just asking yourself to be ripped apart.
What happens if you're performing? Would you say you're a comedian still? Is that, no, not a comedian.
No, definitely not. Was some of the acts recent.
He said he was from Ashford, and they said in Brighton they had Alison Hammond turn the lights on, and in Ashford they have electrician.
That's a good joke. That's a good joke. Actually, have we spoke since I turned on Deal's Christmas lights?
No, we haven't, no.
Oh, mate. So similar to that, having an electrician turn them on, Deal had me. And there was a beautiful moment where the guy organising it, with 4 minutes before going on, when one of the accents turned up, can you fill for 12 minutes? And have you, it's a weird experience when there's a lot of families there who haven't turned up for comedy, are looking at you going, what's he going to do for 12 minutes? And what I did was talk about how the DFLs have brought up everything and Bohemian Rhapsody.
How long's Bohemian Rhapsody? It's quite long, isn't it?
You can get 6 minutes 5 out of it on a good run if you do some stuff at the end. It was great, but my arse completely went of going, hold on a minute. One, these up my crowd. Two, they know what comedy. Three, every time the snow machine goes off, it turns off the power to everything else. What do you want me to do? I went on. And then I think there was like a guest of honour who was there to hit the button and they gave me no information on him, which was a bit bad, where you're like, okay, and here we are. I think you all know him because I don't. Come on, son.
Mr. Tumble.
That one, Mr. Tumble. They had a panto. They had a dame.
What, from what panto?
Deal panto.
Deal panto.
And they booked me for next year. So every crowd people. That and Porfest, I'm doing two. He's doing double headlines.
Porfest isn't just a one place festival, is it? It's like all over the place.
I think, is it? Wow.
Yeah. Because where are you doing yours?
Doing it at Bets Hanger Park.
swear my boss went to it. I was waiting for it to go. And then this bloke like Henry VIII came on dancing.
He was clearly filling and sung Bohemian Rhapsody.
He went, wahey, to load of dogs.
That was another... I need to stop with selfies and shit like this and saying I'll get 100 because it's too many. It's like I only got 26 dogs. Like, the problem is with that as well. Like, dogs, like, are hard to get on video. So then it went to selfies, and then that was just a nightmare as well because everyone thinks their dog's well-behaved. A lot like children. Everyone thinks, like, oh, he's a good boy. Look, he's focusing. It's like, that dog's not focusing on anything. It's like, oh, he's paying attention. No, he's not. Oh, we'll do it in a minute. It's like, I've got to host the prettiest bitch competition. Hurry up.
This kid came up to talk to Zuma.
Yeah.
And Zuma couldn't give a shit because he was after his bull. But he's stroking him. He's going, oh, isn't he nice? And what you want the dog to do is pay attention to the person who's stroking him. And so you don't feel embarrassed. But no, he's more interested in his effing bull.
But that's weird, though, isn't it? When people talk to your dog, you feel like you need to tell your dog to be like, come on, please just do something. Come on, don't be rude. Don't be rude about this. And then they think, no, be rude. Someone just stopped you in the street and started stroking you.
Yeah, well, Danny Scott, who turned up with the gig. I can't believe that. Danny Scott
stroking you?
In the front row with his blue, luminous Christmas jumper on. If anything could put me off, it's him sat in the front row looking at me. He didn't.
He stayed at my house Saturday.
Did he put you off? Cut that bit out.
Just sat there. What are you doing?
I got through the first round as a wild card.
Well done.
And then the second round, I smashed it and got through to the final.
Are you in the final?
And then they had the final, and I was the third person on the stage. So I'm taking it as I came third. So I'm having that. I was like, yes, get in. And
are you going to put that on your poster now?
I am finalist at the knockout at the backyard. This might age like a fine wine by the time we get to Christmas. He said he's going to try and set me up with some gigs. He said to everyone, and then he said, all right, Trevor. And I was like, hang on a minute. You said that to everyone else, and I wasn't there in the earshot. Does that mean it's not me?
Was Danny Ward on that?
No, you're thinking of David Ward, who runs it.
Oh, that makes sense. He's a good comic.
He's the one who said electricity joke.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course you would. I'm sure you called him Danny.
Well, you called me Trevor all night. I don't mind being called Trev. Yeah. I'm not bothered.
Look at you. Look at you turn the minute the man gives you some gigs. I don't mind that at all. You call me whatever you want. No, we can't. It's fine.
Simon Baker even knows what my real name is, but still calls me Trev.
Yeah, but I made a conscious effort to start calling you Chris more. I'll be honest, in the early days, I always got confused when you'd turn up. Like there was a few times I'd book you, and I'm talking early on, back when, the Eagle or something, and then you turned up. I went, oh, I've not met him before. And then you come on dressed as Trevor, and thought, oh, I've booked the good guy. I always remember that, going like, and back then I thought, maybe I'm not a booker.
What do you mean you've booked the good guy?
Well, because you turned up, and like obviously I'd seen Trevor Fielgood.
Oh, you were like, this isn't the guy I've heard of.
And I didn't know the difference between the two. Now I do, all too well. Some would say too much of the difference I know at this point.
But I heard of you. I was doing a radio show on P5 Radio, and I couldn't do it 1 week. And you said you'd do it. We'd never met before. And I went with someone I knew. And then people have said, oh, Adam used to work on the holiday camps. So I'm thinking Ted Bovis.
Yeah. Is that what put you off? That guy coming on the radio, just going, morning, campers, again and again. Here's some shawaddy waddy.
That's what I thought would happen.
Crazy, isn't it? How fast time goes. That's nearly 10 years ago.
Wow.
Wow. Look at that time fly. And we had Arnold Gutbucket on it, who, when you look back, how weird is that? I've not seen him in years.
I don't know who that is. Who's that?
He was really big on the holiday park. This is the problem with coming off the holiday parts on the comedy circuit, is you want to bring everyone with you. Yeah, the Arnold was incredible. Like, but some people aren't suited for that environment. You said they've closed all the pontins?
Yes, I saw the close of the pontins. So we're going to put asylum seekers in it, which I wanted them to do, just so people get angry. Well,
They're all using the ride. They're going to the 7 o'clock bingo. I've got Jason Donovan on. They've been through enough.
That's what he's done. Let them in and just kept it as holiday park.
It was a shithole. I mean, there's very few jobs. Well, the only job that I've actually ran away from. I'm thinking, if I just go, what's the repercussions?
What do you mean, ran away?
And I literally woke up one day and thought, I can't do this anymore. I packed my stuff, got on the bus, and just didn't tell anyone.
Do they know that you've left now?
Probably not. Probably still waiting for me to go on. So, come on, where is he?
Was that your last foray into holiday camps? Did you go to another one after that?
No, I phoned up Kim Holmes, and I think I went to... I think I did a John Fowler's to finish that year.
Kim Holmes, friend of the show.
It does come up quite a lot. I was like, tail between my legs going, Kim, I've just been to the worst place. And because working on Kim, him hearing a story about a place he didn't run, being shit, he gave me the gig instantly.
that is almost the comedy mentality of... You'll never guess how shit this gig was. Yeah, mate, come on, I'll give you a gig.
I'll give you some work. The stories that man must have, the money that man must have. I wonder if he's still going.
Let's get him on. No. I listened to one of the episodes from the Advent calendar, and you start off with Dick of the Week or something, and you go, Philip Schofield. And then you said, oh, I wonder if something might come out. And it did.
Did I call it? Did I call Schofield?
You called Schofield last year in December. In 2022, you called it.
Hello, you're listening to St. Nick or St. Dick, where every week we talk about someone, should they be seen as a Father Christmas character or are they a dickhead? And this week, I'm joined by Chris Barnes. So... we have Philip Schofield. Well, you didn't get the concept of that, did you?
No, I didn't understand the concept of the podcast.
Philip Schofield, is he a St. Nick or is he a St. Dick?
This goes out in December. We're not sure. Well, he's a dick for cutting the key.
He is indeed a dick. Join us next week where we are joined Philip Schofield. So thank you very much. Oh, imagine if something happens along the way. Yeah, hold on. This isn't... St. Nicholson, it's Small Screen 90s Christmas Cavalade of Advent Calendar. Whee!
I always knew, though, like, there was always a hint. Do you know what I mean?
No, there wasn't. I thought it was a nice bloke, but I also thought Rolf Harris was a nice bloke.
He let you play his didgeridoo?
Only once.
Only once.
Then you got me some paid gigs after that.
You need to sell yourself higher, mate. Don't just be friends with people because they get your paid gigs.
You've got a picture of him... in Pontins?
Yeah, with me. When I was a kid, like, because we used to go on holidays there. This is the sad thing, like, jokes aside about Pontins. So many good family holidays there, partly because we went for a lot of days out, but good memories of being there and the Crocodile Club and all those great things. And now it's just, like, all gone to shit.
You're listening to the Christmas special. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come.
And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Which we haven't talked about Christmas yet.
We haven't talked about anything Christmassy as yet.
We are the Richard Curtis of podcasts, which is we did all... He did his Four Weddings and the Funeral, where he did all his wedding jokes. And we've done 25 podcasts. We did all our Christmas material. And we've got nothing left. Nothing.
You could talk about Christmas, though.
Could talk about Christmas.
What did you do for Christmas?
I went to harvester.
Well, yeah, because it hasn't happened yet. You went to harvester.
Went to harvester for Christmas dinner on Christmas Day.
Hold on. Well back. Are you actually doing that?
I'm actually going to harvester for Christmas Day.
You're going to harvester on Christmas Day?
Yeah, what is wrong
with
this?
That's not right.
I know it's not right.
That's not right. It's not. That's just a... what are you getting out of that?
Some food, I think.
Food. So you're having a Christmas dinner. You can't have a salad bar on Christmas Day.
You in another episode, you were talking about the national dish of some country on Christmas Day is KFC. And you were saying you would love a KFC on Christmas Day. So I might have one.
Yeah, but I always think as well, like KFC are missing a trick of not using turkey over the Christmas period for a brief period of time.
Mm-hmm.
KFT, as I would call it. But also, like, you know what? The more you say harvester, the more I think, hold on a minute, that does sound like a good idea. I suppose it's no mess.
No, you don't have clean, to.
And you get the salad bar.
Yeah, and you don't have to buy any food for Christmas Day.
Yeah. No, you're a clever man. Actually, I take it all back. That's a weird one. I've never heard that. I didn't even think they were open on Christmas Day. Have you booked it?
Yes, it's booked. Yeah, I'm not going to just turn up and hope for the best.
Just turn up, knock on the door. Hello? Hello? What a salad bar. Chris wants his croutons.
The weird thing will be seeing people on Christmas Day that aren't your relatives.
Yeah, like the staff, the poor staff that are there because of idiots like you on Christmas Day turning up demanding a Christmas dinner. Do you like a Christmas pudding?
I do like a Christmas pudding. I also...
Brandy butter or custard? I'm in the custard era of my life at the moment. I'm going through quite a lot. In the last 2 weeks, I've had two tins.
This is your custard period.
This is my custard period.
I like walking home on Christmas Eve and people, strangers walking past you and wishing you Merry Christmas. I quite like that.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Have you? Oh, I've had it before. Walking home over the bridge. Merry Christmas, son. I feel like you're in a Christmas carol.
I love that. And especially being in Ashford, I'm kind of like, hold on, why is he distracting me? Where's me Wallach?
It's not a mugging.
I do like Christmas. It is. It's a festive mugging.
That was my observation. Of people that wear Grinch stuff that say stuff like, I don't like Christmas. I thought you do because you've got Christmas merchandise on. Grinch stuff is Christmas merchandise. You can't have this that I don't like it. Yeah, any people that don't wear anything is that means they're Grinch. But if you've gone out and bought a Dr. Seuss jumper, then you are in the Christmas spirit. So do you think by the time this goes out, you would have taken a picture of all your Christmas trees?
No, not at all. I'm thinking of carrying on for next year.
No, you can't do that. You have to finish.
Yeah, I have to finish them all.
You have to finish it this year.
Well, you say that, but isn't it nice to have like a repeat, like to carry on with it?
Yes. Are you reading the text
like, message? I've just literally had an email. Like, apparently there's nothing to do in London on Christmas Eve for the Japanese. I'm not going to give that any context. Just going to let that fruit hang. There isn't. The British Museum's shut.
Taken to harvester.
I've taken to harvester. I'm not taking... Christmas Eve's weirder than Christmas Day, isn't it?
I have got Christmas Eve off this year. And
have I?
I've
got harvester.
I prefer that to Boxing Day because Christmas Eve is mad. Everyone has just wanted to buy everything. Anything that's nailed down. And there's always a family before you're about to finish. And then they come along with that £100 worth of stuff and go, oh, can we put this through now? It's like, you've had a month and now you're going to buy all this crap that you're going to bring back on Boxing Day. Anyway, sorry.
I might be that person this year as I get paid on the 23rd of December.
You! It's you, isn't it?
It's not me. I usually get paid before, but I was looking at it going,
You know what is, don't you? Is that they know just before shops close, they changed the prices for the Boxing Day, so you might
100%
get some Boxing Day stuff straight away. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, which... this is it, and that's why I always visit family on Boxing Day. It used to be great when I worked away and then come back. Adam's here. Hello.
Have you seen Richard Curtis doing a film with a genie in it with Melissa McCarthy?
Have you made this up?
No, it's on Sky, and I was really surprised it was directed. It was written by Richard Curtis. That's what made me think.
Absolutely terrible.
That's what made me think of him earlier. Wonka was good. I like Wonka when I watched it in the future.
I liked Wonka. And also, seven of the songs were by The Divine Comedy.
Are they? Oh.
Yeah, so probably one of my favourite bands of all time ever.
So are you watching Wonka and he's going to the factory and you hear... Down, now, 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 now,
now, now, now, now. What's that? What's that? Give us a clue. Down, now, now, now. No, no, no.
You're going to kick yourself when I say all it. It's Father Ted.
Oh, it is. It is. Sorry, man. You just made it sound like a guitar piece. Down, down, down.
We should have brought games in.
Mm. What game would you have brought in if you could bring in any game?
Buckaroo.
You what?
Buckaroo.
I love a bit of Buckaroo.
I've had to buy some Christmas presents and you realise that some games are just the end bit is the fun bit.
Mousetrap.
I was going to buy a Mousetrap, and I thought it's quite a boring game until right at the end when it goes around and gets the mouse. That's all we want.
Monopoly, because it's just over. It's just finished, and you've not got to carry it, and you've not had any weird negotiations. I had a full fallout one Christmas with someone over Monopoly, because when they sold their hotels, they were like, well, the houses are still there. And I was like, no, because if this was the real world and you knocked down them houses, build the hotel, if you then built the hotel, the houses wouldn't be there. And they were like, no, they would be. It's like, no, that's not how it works. Like, once you've knocked something down, it's gone. It's gone. It's not there.
You had a construction argument with someone.
They'd definitely be there. They would definitely still be there. No, no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't, because that's how construction works, listeners.
And Pop-Up Pirate. I was thinking about getting Pop-Up Pirate. And
Pop-Up Pirate's a good one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe the waiting for it to pop up.
Well, that's the payoff, Pop-Up Pirate, isn't it?
I've gone with, because this comes out after Christmas, I've gone with The Floor is Lava, which sounds like a fun game, but I don't think there's much to it. I think you just have to jump onto the bits of paper on the floor and don't touch the floor.
Why don't you play How Much Can I Get from the Salad Bar? That's quite a good game. Like, take a small plate and see how much you can pile it up.
Would you leave our... We're not sponsored by Harvester.
Well, not now. When will there be a harvest for the world?
That is the song I was trying to think of, but it wasn't coming in my head. Like,
by the Christians?
No, I think more of the advert, wasn't it? Didn't they have that advert once?
I think so. They're very odd. They were around the time of Beefeaters being big, I remember.
No, come on. If I was having a wimpy Christmas, that would be quite depressing, wouldn't it?
I don't think it would. I think the big old wimpy Beefeaters would come and meet you.
I said, if they made Five Nights at Freddy's in England, it would be in a wimpy.
It would be in a wimpy. Have you seen Five Nights at Freddy's?
No. I've heard he's asleep most of the time.
I've not heard this. Oh, I've not seen it yet.
Have you not seen it? Oh, sorry. Oh,
spoilers. No spoilers. It's fine.
Spoilers.
You spoil away.
Or if Five Nights at Freddy's was made in England, it would be in a brewer's fair and they'd be chased around by Charlie Chalk.
Charlie Chalk. And that'd be black. It'd be more like Scooby Doo.
Charlie Chalk. Got a funny way of walking and a wacky way of chalking. Charlie Chalk.
Charlie Chalk.
Oh, Charlie Chalk.
Charlie Chalk. Charlie Chalk.
He can get you out of trouble. He can teach you how to juggle. That's Charlie Chalk.
Charlie Chalk.
Yeah, Charlie Chalk.
Charlie Chalk.
He rode a boat to sea to do some sleeping and some fishing. When he awoke, he saw an island. Was he dreaming or just wishing? Walking and a wacky way of chalking, Charlie Chalk.
Charlie Chalk.
Oh, Charlie Chalk.
Charlie Chalk. Charlie Chalk.
Also, this has this now gone full circle? Because the first ever show we talked about was Charlie Chalk, because I thought it was in the 90s, and it effing wasn't. It was in the 80s, and it fucked the show up from the start.
And this is it. This is it, standing on the edge of forever.
Yes. So I don't know if anyone, if any of the listeners will know this, because we probably weren't telling them one. But this is the last ever episode we're doing.
I know. It's a sad day. Do you feel sad?
I do feel sad because it's fun, but also we're not. Should we say why are we stopping for?
Just not got the time. Busy all the time.
Acast don't give us much money, so we're thinking
that as well. the fees have dropped.
We're thinking of knocking on the head.
But yeah, we're still going to do stuff. We've not quit comedy.
Can you imagine if we just go right, bye.
This is it now.
We didn't tell anyone. We just quit. That's how the quitters happen. It's the ones that go, I'm retiring, and it's like you'll be back. Go on, what? Sorry,
but people don't. I'm retiring is the equivalent of saying nobody's paid attention to me.
Oh yeah, well I've done that once. And I was gigging within 2 weeks. I was doing them for Paul Tingey, because Tingey went, oh yeah, but just do one for me. It's like, all right, I'll come back.
I mean, when you're doing the prestigiousness of Tingey as well. How could you turn that down? If Tingey offers you a gig, mate,
Tingey is the comedy back.
The comedy store can fuck off, but Tingey, do you want to come and gig in the centre of London? Nah, I'm doing Dover, Land of Dreams.
So thank you for listening, everyone who's ever listened. If you've downloaded it every week, we really appreciate it. And why didn't you tell your fucking friends?
No, jokes aside, it's been really good fun. And we loved every minute of it. It's just we're both doing other stuff and just time constraints now. It's hard enough to get an hour and a half in. But
yeah,
thank you. We are going on Deal Radio, though. So if you've enjoyed this...
I don't think Deal Radio, no, it's finishing either.
Well, they're going to have a big surprise when they get to this episode. In 2 years.
Hang on, we've got to do this. Thank you to Joseph Bartram as well, friend of the show.
Hello, Joseph Bartram, friend of the show.
You got a friend in me.
Has to be mentioned at least once this episode.
Definitely. And so small screen nostalgia, what would you give it overall?
I'd give it 95 out of 100.
95 out of 100. I'll give it 96. So let's
lock
it
in. Locked in our own show.
Yeah, it's done now. This is it.
Oh, hang on a minute. We can't have a Christmas special without our friend.
Can we not? I don't know if he's here, though.
Is he here?
I'm just going to make a cup of tea.
All right.
Oh, hello. Oh. Is that Chris? How are you?
Hello. I can't believe I've actually brought you on. I'm the one who doesn't like you.
It's me, Father Christmas. Having to point it out because the voice isn't that good.
Yes,
very similar. Mr. Kipling, how have you been this year?
I've been very good. We finished the podcast, Santa.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
How does this affect me on levels of exposure?
You won't be on the Christmas special next year.
Oh, fuck this. Bye-bye. Oh, I'm back. How was that?
And he visits a million kids a year, does he? And no one's ever reported him for swearing.
Don't fall out. You've fallen out with enough people, mate. Don't fall out with Santa.
Right. So
bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you playing your love songs.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.